In this episode, I'm going to be talking about a question regarding the electronic collar and the electronic fence. So the question came through a message by a friend of mine. So the question is, a client reached out to me about an e-collar question that I would love to hear your input on. So the question is, will introducing an electronic fence to an already e-collar conditioned dog confuse them, and or will it ruin the training? So she is a dog trainer and she is a former student of mine. She is a great dog trainer. She's really good at what she does. So I have no doubt that she is able to help her client and probably gave the client an excellent answer. But she just wants to know my input, just like I still occasionally would like to get the input from my mentors, right? So the question is this: if you introduce an electronic fence to a dog that is already e-collar conditioned, will that affect their training? Will that ruin the e-collar training that was done? And the answer is no, it will not. And I can tell you this because I've seen it. I've seen it in different contexts. So let's talk about e-collar conditioning. All e-collar conditioning means is the dog understands the electronic stimulation in the context of obedience. If the dog doesn't come to you when you call it and then you give it an electronic correction, does that dog understand, I know what that means, it's a correction for not coming back, so therefore I'm going to come back when you call me? That is a dog that understands the electronic collar. That's a dog that we would consider an e-collar conditioned dog. If you don't condition a dog to the e-collar, a lot of times what happens is the opposite. And I've seen this happen too. I've had clients that have told me that they have done this on their own and their dog actually ran away. So what happens is when the dog is not e-collar conditioned or not fully e-collar conditioned, and let's say the dog is out and about, you call it, and it knows what a recall is, but it just decides, I'm not coming back. And then you correct it with an electronic stimulation and it's never felt it before, or it's felt it before, but it didn't fully understand it. The dog might not go, oh, that's an electronic correction for not coming back, therefore I should come back. The dog rather thinks, I have no idea what that was, so I'm gonna run away from it. And then they actually take off in the other direction. Now, some dogs wanna run away from it and they run to their owners. And so people go, oh, he knows. But a lot of times the dog doesn't know, right? And the other thing that might happen too, like I mentioned, they feel the e-collar correction and the dog goes, something bit me, I'm gonna run away. So that's the difference between an e-collar conditioned dog and a dog that is not e-collar conditioned. How you condition the dog to understand the stimulation is a different topic. Some people go about it different ways. As long as a dog understands what it means, as long as a dog understands the context, okay, this is an electronic correction, or this is a correction that came from my handler who's 30 feet away. As long as the dog understands that, we would call that an e-collar conditioned dog. To go back to the question, so let's say we have that dog that is e-collar conditioned. If we put it on an electronic fence, if we put it on an invisible fence, which works through an electronic collar as well. So what happens is there's a perimeter, and this could be done either via a wire that was buried around the perimeter. So when the collar makes contact with that wire or gets near the vicinity of that wire, it delivers a correction to the dog via the e-collar. So it's automatic, you don't have to press anything. Or it's usually by some sort of beacon that you put somewhere on your property and you set the radius. So if you set like a 100-foot radius, the electronic collar that is on the dog will not correct the dog as long as it doesn't leave that radius. So those are the two types of containment systems. So the question, will one of those containment systems affect a dog that is electronic collar conditioned? And the answer technically is no, because it's an entirely different context. Dogs can discriminate environments. They really can contextualize things. There is this thing called stimulus discrimination, which means the dog understands the context of the environment and what is taking place in that particular moment, and it can differentiate that from what is happening somewhere else, even if the conditions are similar. In this case, the electronic collar, right? So the electronic collar in the context of obedience, and then the electronic collar in the context of the containment system. And I could even add to that and go, well, then there's also the electronic collar in the context of a bark collar. That's a different context. These are things that the dog can compartmentalize. But I do want to add also, if the containment system is not properly introduced, you can have the same effect where the dog goes, I have no idea what this is, so I'm going to run away from it. And this is something that I have heard from people who have used a containment system. So what happens is they'll set up the containment system, they'll pay for it, right? They'll set the whole yard up, they put the e-collar on the dog, the containment collar on the dog, and they expect it to magically work. So what happens is some dogs get the message, some dogs go, oh, I got close to that area, I got a correction, I don't want to get close to that area. But some dogs make a different association, which is similar to the one I mentioned earlier with the recall. So what happens is they get close to the area, they get the correction, and the dog goes, wow, that hurt, I'm gonna run away. And so they run in the opposite direction. And then once they run into the opposite direction, they realize the correction stopped, right? So they get past this area in the opposite direction, the correction stopped. So now the dog goes, oh, that worked. I just need to get past it, and then this thing that bit me, it doesn't bite me anymore. So that's the association that some dogs make, which is why there needs to be a conditioning process there as well. So the conditioning process typically is done or assisted by the person installing the containment system. There's usually a little bit of training or a little bit of an explanation, there should be at least, of how you should do this. And normally the way they'll go about this is they'll put flags around the perimeter. And so they'll give the dog a bit of a visual cue, and then they'll put the dog on leash. So when they'll bring the dog near it, the containment system will typically beep, then it'll deliver a correction, and then the owner is supposed to pull the dog back. So it's basically like almost like a little bit of a recall. You're basically letting the dog know, don't go in the opposite side, you gotta stay in this area. That's the ideal way to introduce it, because if you just wing it and go, well, the system is set up, and now the dog should learn, the dog might in fact figure it out on its own, or the dog might go, I just gotta run fast and this thing will bite me real quick. And then the dog doesn't wanna come back. Now, once the dog understands that, that is a contextualized system, right? The dog now understands, in this picture, I know that I need to stay in this particular area. When I'm training and my handler, my owner tells me to do something and I don't do it and I feel this correction, it doesn't mean I have to run to the yard. It just means I have to do what I was told to do. So completely different context. So it cannot ruin it as long as the dog understands the context. Okay, if the dog understands obedience, I understand what it means. Containment system, I understand what it means. And also, taking it a step farther, bark collar, I know what that means, right? I know that means I need to just stop barking. So it will not mess up the dog, because a lot of people do it. A lot of people will train their dogs. I'm talking the professional trainers, the people that are usually, you know, working with working dogs, right? They'll use the electronic collar for field work, but then they'll also a lot of times put a bark collar on their dog when the dog is not doing field work. The dog is just in the kennel and they don't want the dog wearing itself out barking and screaming, so they'll put a bark collar on the dog, and the dog then learns, okay, in this context, don't make a lot of noise. In this context, I need to work. That's pretty much it. So that's the answer to the question. If you guys have any questions for me, let me know. Follow this podcast. Make sure you like and subscribe to the YouTube channel if you find it valuable. And I'll see you guys in the next episode.